Joining us is one of the members of the bipartisan commission that Jack Spear mentioned. That's the group that specifically wants some reform of the 2002 Sarbanes-Oxley Act. Mickey Cantor was Secretary of Commerce and U.S. Trade Representative under President Clinton. Welcome to the program.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it, Robert.
First, how can you know that Sarbanes-Oxley's rules are responsible for a decline, say, in initial public offerings, as opposed to just other financial markets getting more competitive?
Well, the fact that the global growth has been huge in the last number of years. The fact that we're so interdependent is the major reason why these financial markets are competitive with the U.S., and that's good news. The ability of others to form capital and to create new businesses, to fund existing businesses, to create jobs and a higher standard of living is in our interest as a nation. But there are some things that need to be done in order to reform our capital markets, to protect investors, and to allow greater capital formation. Sarbanes-Oxley is a law in which we still do not have enough experience to really make a number of changes. Our major recommendation in that regard is only to put it under the jurisdiction of the Securities and Exchange Commission and allow those professionals to administer it like they do all other securities laws.
But just to understand why there's such discontent in investment circles about Sarbanes-Oxley, since 2002, when it was passed, the Dow's up 42%. It's better than 8% a year. Corporate profits have been strong. Why not leave well enough alone and say, you know, this has been a pretty good time with these new requirements?
Well, in fact, our report only talks about tweaking. Our report doesn't say to change it in any substantive way, except we do cite the problem that smaller public companies have a very difficult time adhering to Sarbanes-Oxley because the cost is so high.
I'd like you to address one specific recommendation. It's not about Sarbanes-Oxley, really.
Sure.
The commission says that it should convince public companies to stop issuing quarterly earnings guidance. That's something, as I understand it, that public companies don't do because they're required to do so by law, but because it's the way the market works. It's what's generally expected of them to do.
Well, it's expected because those who analyze the various stocks and make pronouncements require these companies to do it, require, that's in quotes, there's no law that requires it, and therefore they cooperate with these analysts, and that puts pressure on them to generate short-term profits or to meet expectations. And so you can understand the fallout from that is that people tend to do things in some cases they wouldn't do in order to meet those expectations. It leads to short-term thinking. It leads to accounting, let's say, changes that aren't helpful and may not even be legal in some cases.
You mean creative accounting to make it look like the company met the guidance number
and
it said it would achieve in that
quarter. And there, it serves no useful purpose.
But we've been hearing for decades that American public companies are preoccupied with short-term earnings at the expense of longer-term investment. There are only a couple of companies, Berkshire Hathaway and I gather the Washington Post, that don't issue quarterly earnings guidance. Couldn't 200 listed companies in the S&P 500 just walk out tomorrow and say we're not going to do it anymore?
Absolutely, and I wish they would. By the way, others have done the same thing, but too few.
Mm-hmm.
And we would like a meeting in New York of all 200 and all raise their hands and say we're just not going to do this anymore. It'd be very good for the markets. It'd be good for the companies. I think it would give investors, frankly, more confidence, and it would be the right thing to do.
Mickey Cantor, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. It's great to talk to you, Robert.
Mickey Cantor, former Secretary of Commerce and U.S. Trade Representative, is a member of the Bipartisan Commission on the Regulation of U.S. Capital Markets in the 21st Century.